Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Yesterday on the program, I don't know if people remember when we were listening and we were talking about what had gone on with the Cleveland Browns, how Freddie Kitchens wasn't kept as the coach. He got fired Sunday after the game. And I told Chris, straight up, John Dorsey, the GM, should be fired too. Because this was my problem. It's one thing you want to get rid of a coach, but you were the guy who hired Freddie Kitchens, who had not been a head coach before with the team and the talent that they put together. And if you remember, the only reason he got the job, and this is the bad part, the only reason he got the job was because John Dorsey said to all the people who we wanted to bring in the interview that you had to take Freddie Kitchens as the offensive coordinator. And established veteran coaches said what, Telly?
Not going to happen.
Not happening.
Not happening.
Any coach worth his salt, right?
Yeah.
Isn't going to go for
that. Yeah.
What? You're not going to give me my staff.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I mean, so you're telling me the people I have to trust and you want me to trust them more than the people I trust?
Yes. And he's your mole. He's your guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I mean, you make all valid points, of course. I mean, but you also have to look at the good he was able to do. He did draft Baker Mayfield. He did draft Nick Chubb. He did acquire Jarvis Landry. He acquired Odell Beckham Jr. He had Kareem Hunt. I mean, so on paper, going into it, of course, yeah, it looked like, oh, my God, he's set up to, you know. I mean, and you heard all the predictions when all these transactions went through. I mean, they had – everyone was like, oh, they're going to win the AFC North. I mean, a team
Oh, they're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So, I mean, but for John Dorsey to be able to bring all that to Cleveland, he did give them hope, and he did start off well. But I think the only bad move was keeping Freddie Kitchens. He was not ready, especially for him to have that much talent assembled on one team.
There you go.
He's never coached an offense like that, even if he coached Pee Wee League. Like, he's never had that many weapons. I mean, so you can't base it off of, well, he was doing a lot with a little. Well, now you have a lot. So what are you going to do with a lot? Well, so I think John Dorsey was cool. And, you know, because of what he was able to do in Kansas City, that's why he got the job in Cleveland. But the only bad hire, and he kind of rolled the dice, was keeping Freddie Kitchens as the head coach.
And that's what cost him, because just of what you were talking about, everybody was predicting all this stuff, all the networks. Telly, they put the Browns on. Oh, my God, the Browns are the new hotness in the NFL.
They were tied for the most Monday night games I'm not mistaken.
The national game. They were all on. And I think
everyone went all in.
That's why, because it blew up in their face. And here's the other part. They actually went backwards from a year ago when they won 7 games. Remember, they were 7-8-1.
7-8-1.
This year they were 6-10.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, oh, well, they finished with the same record, or they had some bad breaks. And then you go look at Baker Mayfield, took a step backwards this year, right? He had all those interceptions, all that stuff. So you look at it and say, this isn't what we signed up for. Hey, it looked good on paper, but I always tell this to Chris, and he mocks me with it, but it's true. Pro sports has a short menu. Yeah. It's wins and losses. That's what it is. Yeah. And you could say, oh, you did a good job, or no, you didn't. It wasn't good enough because it didn't pan out.
No.
The stuff didn't work. Oh, you got OBJ. That's a name. That sounds great. He had his worst year in Cleveland in his pro career.
Yeah. And like I said, I just think it was fool's gold, because they were looking at Baker Mayfield, what he was able to do and under Freddie Kitchens, and he led them to 7 wins, and they lost, if I'm not mistaken, about 4 overtime games, so they were in it all the time. So he may have thought this was a match made in heaven. Maybe he thought this was the new Jason Garrett, Tony Romo, you know, coach quarterback combination, or not Sean Payton, Drew Brees type deal. But, I mean, they thought that this was going to be a good match in Cleveland. They had a quarterback that wanted to be there, and they assembled all this talent around him, and it just didn't work out. And, I mean, you can't just all of a sudden think that all these guys are having career worst years just based off coincidence. I mean, you have to have the right coaching for this type of talent, and he clearly wasn't ready for that. I mean, this was a different ordeal for a guy like Matt LaFleur, who had to only worry about Aaron Rodgers.
Basically, right. And here's the other thing. Freddie was a running back coach, and then he got promoted to offensive coordinator. He had never been a coordinator or anything.
Yeah.
And then you're turning over this team to a guy like that, and other guys didn't, you know, you couldn't get anybody else to take the job because of the stipulation, because you felt like Baker Mayfield had a relationship with Freddie Kitchens and you wanted to make him happy. Can't do that.
No.
I don't think they had enough respect for Freddie Kitchens.
Because, like I said, I think it was fool's gold, because, I mean, he did get the most out of Baker Mayfield and that team last year, but now you're putting them in a position to succeed, and it was kind of a no-win situation for the Cleveland Browns even when the season started, because the expectations were so ridiculously heightened for a team that hasn't been to a playoff game since, what, 1997 or
something like that?
Yeah. So, like, I mean, all of a sudden you're going to go from, you know, just obscurity to all of a sudden the top of the division?
Right.
Like, come on.
And that's why I never bought into it. I had them not making the playoffs. I thought it was so overblown. And you're talking about NFL experts, former players. You know, I just was like, I shook my head when I saw all the, you know, all the hype by people. And I was like, experienced veteran NBA people are buying into this. I was shocked with a unproven head coach. Really?
Yeah.
With no track record, there was no way that was going to happen. But anyway, here we are, and John Dorsey's out. They can call it whatever they want. That they agreed to part ways. You got fired, John Dorsey.
That's why it happened today.
Right.
Because yesterday they were already talking about it, but they were just like, how can we make this sound good?
Right.
And when the statement came out, it was, well, we were trying to find another department and it just didn't fit. You knew it didn't fit on Sunday. After the game.
After the game. When you fired him, I should have come in behind you and fired you.
Right?
Right? I mean, come on.
Absolutely. But, I mean, it was too many things that would have still had John Dorsey's handprint on it. And it's not just the head coach. I mean, if you really want to change the culture, which every organization talks about doing, then you have to be able to be bold enough to get someone in there that's going to have that type of leadership.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Let's talk about another football family. That's the other big story of the day, is Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. Guess who still has his gig and has not been relieved of duties as of this hour? Jason Garrett, who everybody figured I was on Undisputed with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp this morning. And Skip said, had he been running the Cowboys when they lost to the Eagles, basically giving up their own, giving up the division and whatnot. Remember that? The bad game when the Eagles were down all these players. Cowboys couldn't even score a touchdown. He said Jason Garrett should have been fired that night, right after the game. But instead, it hasn't happened. And here's my, people are trying to figure out what's going on. Skip said his worst nightmare is that Jerry Jones is going to keep him as coach, and that's why they haven't made a move. I'm not buying into that. As much as Jerry likes to do his own thing and is not going to be pressured by anybody, I don't believe that's the case. I do believe this, Telly. I believe he's trying to figure out a soft landing spot inside the organization. Jason Garrett gets a lifetime job as long as he wants it with the Cowboys. They move him up to the front office, come up with some bogus name of a job for Jason Garrett, because you know what he's been the last 10 years? He's been a soldier so that Jerry Jones could coach the Cowboys and have Jason Garrett down there on the sidelines. Jerry was pulling all the strings. Have you ever seen Howdy Doody with the red hair?
Yeah.
Jason Garrett's real close. All right? For people who don't know who Howdy Doody is, Google him.
Where are the nudes? That's what I want to know.
Oh, is that there's something there?
There's got to be some nude pictures that are he's blackmailing him, because why does Jerry Jones care that much about where Jason Garrett lives?
He's a loyal guy. Okay. But Jason Garrett, here's all you need to know.
Okay. No,
there's not one coach in sports who are currently like coaching now who spent 10 years with the same team who had not won a championship. There's only one guy, Jason Garrett.
Yeah.
And that tells you about Jerry Jones' affinity for him.
No doubt.
Everybody else, he would have been fired. They failed to make the playoffs in 7 of the 10 years he was there.
Yeah.
I know of late they won the division 2 of the last 4 years. So, of late it had gotten better. But let's just be honest. I do not believe that Jason Garrett's going to be the coach. I just think that they're trying to figure out a way for Jerry Jones to save face and for Jason Garrett to save face.
Well, the fan base is just getting restless because they can't keep looking at this team and seeing the talent that they have and continuing to go 8-8. I think he had 4 8-8 seasons. And we talked about how Ray Rhodes had one season in Green Bay, went 8-8, and they canned him. Now,
and if you remember that year, Brett Favre had a terrible year. I think he threw 26 interceptions.
And they still made
the playoffs.
Because they had a really good defense, right. And that's what Ray Rhodes was known for. But, I mean, like, you talk about all the years that one coach has stayed with an organization and hasn't won, but this guy hasn't won, but you feel so obligated to make sure that he's okay and he's set. He's been robbing Jerry Jones without a ski mask for the last 10 seasons. I mean, what have you been paying for? And now, and why is it that important? That's why the nudes got to be somewhere, Rob, because...
But it's loyal to a fault. We've seen this.
Look, weren't they loyal to Andy Reid in Philly? Did Jeffrey Lurie, okay, you know what? Hey, man, this isn't working out on the sidelines anymore, but we're going to find something for you. No, and they gave Chip Kelly all that power. And when it didn't work out, did they say, well, we're going to find something else? They're like, no, get out of here. It didn't work out. Get out of here. So why in the world does Jason Garrett get a golden parachute after underachieving for 10 straight seasons?
Because Jerry likes him. And they said that they got all kinds of...
That's a deep like, Holmes.
Well, I know, but they say that they got all kinds of stuff like family pictures and graduations, and like they're entwined, like the families. And Jerry feels like he's like a son to him, and people do that. And they'll overlook everything, but I still believe most of it is Jerry got to coach the team without being down there, and Jason Garrett was the good soldier, Telly, who took all the hits. right? Who got all the criticism and got everything, and he never spoke out against Jerry Jones or said anything bad about Jerry.
Exactly, but he can do that with a college coach who doesn't have experience. Now, he won't be able to go get a guy like a Bill Parcells and tell him to, you know, fall in line.
But you saw what happened when he did go get Bill Parcells.
And when he did,
they clashed because Jerry wants to run the team.
He wants to run the team. That's why you go get a young coach with inexperience, and you can be like, okay, I got you here, but this is the way we do it here.
Well, I believe
even though it hasn't been successful in the past 20 years.
That's the problem. 25 years, they got 4 playoff wins.
There you go.
And they haven't won a championship since Jimmy Johnson really had his hands on the team. So I do believe that, and maybe people disagree with me, but I'm telling you, the reason he hasn't been fired yet is that they're looking for a way to say he was promoted to a front. Remember what I'm telling you. He was promoted to a front office job with the Cowboys. He's going to be a Cowboy for life as long as he wants to work here. This is the press conference, but we're going to let somebody else coach. But he'll have just as much input as he did in the past. They're going to talk it up. This way, Jerry doesn't look bad that he made a mistake with Jason Garrett, and Jason Garrett feels good, like, I didn't get run out of town or whatever, and everybody likes Jason. He's a nice guy. They all say he's a nice guy.
If he loves him that much, then why don't he appoint him GM and relieve himself of that duty?
Because that's not going to happen. Jerry just, at this point, how in the world is he going to change? You can't teach an old dog new tricks. Jerry wants to be involved. This is why he didn't hire a GM. And what did he say? All the moves got to come through me anyway, so what do I need a GM for? That's his
and
thinking.
As long as he's the GM, the Cowboys will not win a Super Bowl. So until he fires himself, which is not going to happen anytime soon, I could totally see the Cowboys being the same way they've been in the past. Even if they make the playoffs, it's not like they're going to do a whole lot unless they have a coach who can put his stamp on that particular team.
What do you think of Jason Garrett when you see Jason Garrett? Do you think of, here's a guy who's trying to get out of the Cowboys situation so he could get another head coaching job? Because I don't believe other teams look at Jason Garrett and think that he's like, what GM would bring Jason Garrett to a press conference and introduce him as a new coach? Maybe John Dorsey, but that might tell you something about.
Look, I will say this. Like, we don't see it, but stranger things have happened. When Adam Gase gets up to New York
after that's a good point.
That puke bowl he had down in Miami. So, like, and on top of that, it was the same division.
Which is just shocking.
So you got a chance to see them twice a year to see how bad they were. And what were you looking at to say, you know what? This is our guy that's going to change the culture here in New York.
The most ridiculous hire I ever saw.
Yeah, so stranger things have happened.
Yeah, I just don't look at Jason Garrett that way. I just can't believe that another organization would look at what he's done over 10 years. I just told you, no other coach currently coaching had that much with 10 years tenure, did not win a championship. There's no way you stick around that long and not win.
And how would you even describe Jason Garrett's style? Like, I mean, is he known for having this high-powered offense? Is he known to have this great defense? Even, do they have great special teams? The only thing you
spell bland with two B's or one? Bland.
Well, exactly. Like, I mean, the only thing you associate Jason Garrett with is mediocrity.
Yes.
As a head coach.
And red hair.
He was a backup quarterback, so it's not like.
And red hair.
And red hair.
Right? Those are the only two things that he has going for him.
Hey, man, I would want to stay around Dallas and
maybe if you
ride it out, too. It's one of the most storied franchises. So, I mean, heck, I would stick around and do whatever the boss man says if that means me keeping my job. But, I mean, because my record isn't the thing that's keeping my job.
But he played for, you know, he played on the Cowboys, all the other stuff. And Jerry is loyal to a fault, and guys get into that. I saw it in Detroit with Wayne Fonts and the Lions. They remember the Fords kept Wayne Fonts around forever. They missed their window of opportunity when they had Barry Sanders and Herman Moore and Lomas Brown and all those guys, right? And the owners do this.
Look, sometimes a coach can only take a team so far, and the voice starts to fade. The speeches don't get them going anymore the way it used to. So, I mean, that's why guys like Mike Tomlin will never get the credit that he deserves. I mean, because you have a guy that's continuing to push forward and motivate a team that's not very good. And then when he does get good teams, they go far. But with Jason Garrett, it doesn't matter the roster. And, I mean, they've had great talent. They've had the best offensive line for probably 8 of the 10 seasons he was there. So, I mean, you're not getting the most from this coach, so it's time to move on. I mean, you know, I don't know why. And even when Jerry Jones was like, well, we're not going to do anything midseason. Why? Because you have this standard? You're not the Steelers.
Nope.
I mean, they've had three
coaches in 90 years.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Right. Like, it, that's not the case here, man. You want to have that history, but there's no success attached to that history.
No doubt about it. All right, so what's taking Jerry Jones so long to fire Jason Garrett? We'll continue the conversation with you. We want to hear from you. Are you surprised? Do you think Jason Garrett will be back? Do you buy my theory that he's going to get a job in the front office, a lifetime job? What do you think is going to happen in Dallas with Jason Garrett? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It is the Odd Couple with Telly Hughes in for Chris Broussard, Rob Parker right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay, LA.
America.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Bucky Brooks, you know, me and him get into it all the time, right? NFL Network, Fox Sports Radio, Fox FS1. So, playoffs are starting, and Bucky Brooks went on, what show was he on, Rob G? Speak for Yourself on FS1, and he's been bashing Aaron Rodgers all year. Now, Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs. But guess who Bucky Brooks says is the worst quarterback in the playoffs amongst all 10? Take a listen.
I don't know why it's taking y'all so long to come around to the fact that it's over. It's over for the Patriots. It's over because their quarterback is the worst quarterback in the playoffs. Tom Brady.
I can't go with you on that one, Bucky.
He is the worst quarterback in the playoffs. Ooh. Let's count them off.
Yeah, who is it?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Nah, I take Jimmy.
Drew Brees.
Come on.
Carson Wentz.
Keep talking.
Russell Wilson.
Whatever.
Aaron Rodgers.
Man.
Pat Mahomes.
Oh.
Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
Ryan Tannehill. The only guy where it's possibly questionable.
Let's go.
Kirk Cousins and Josh Allen. That's it.
Josh Allen.
That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about right now. So, look. That boogeyman that's across the ring, he ain't it. He ain't the guy anymore.
There it is, Telly. Are you on that train or not? Tom Brady has not had a good year. You must admit that despite all the wins that the Patriots were, they 12-4.
Yeah, I mean, he makes some valid points. And when you have a field that includes Ryan Tannehill.
And Josh Allen.
And Josh Allen. But I do not agree with him. I do not believe that Tom Brady is the worst. I believe Josh Allen is the worst. And yes, we're talking about right now. And we haven't seen Tom Brady play his best football. But overall, during the season, Josh Allen had 3,089 passing yards. Tom Brady, 4,057 passing yards. Now, the discrepancy comes where the rushing part, Josh Allen has been a much more effective runner.
Oh, Brady can't move. He's a statue.
He has 34 total rushing yards this season, but he has three touchdowns, rushing touchdowns. Josh Allen, 510, nine rushing touchdowns.
Say that again. How many? Nine?
Nine rushing touchdowns. But when you go to completion rate, Josh Allen, 58.8%. Tom Brady, 60.8%.
That's not that great for Brady.
That's not great for either one.
But I'm just saying.
But, I mean, so if you're going off of numbers, Josh Allen is not the better of the two. And when you add that Tom Brady has been doing this and winning the division for like 8, 9, 10 seasons in a row, and
it's not a lifetime achievement award.
Exactly.
It's not.
But
it's about right here,
I'm
right
sure
now.
I'm sure that he can draw back from some of those experiences that's going to help him in situations that Josh Allen can't do that.
Maybe Father Time ain't trying to have that.
I believe that. But right now, I can't believe he is
Tannehill,
the worst quarterback. I think he's the second worst quarterback that's in the playoffs behind Josh Allen.
But you
or
got,
in front
you,
of Josh Allen.
And you even have Ryan Tannehill ahead of Brady.
The way he's playing right now. We're talking about right now, absolutely.
Right,
this is not a lifetime achievement or even a season-long achievement
award. Right, we're talking about
this
playing.
This is who do I feel are the best quarterbacks going into wild card weekend, and I just don't believe that Tom Brady is the worst. He's certainly not the best either, though.
All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. I think Tom Brady is the worst. I really do. Just from what we've seen, how much he struggled this year against the better teams. You know, he piled up the numbers against bad teams when they were winning.
But you know he is always able to turn it around.
No, not this time. I know people have always...
People have said that last time and the last time.
Do you remember the Super Bowl? How many touchdowns did Tom Brady have in the Super Bowl? Zero. One fumble and one pick. That's the last time I saw him in the playoffs. And it wasn't pretty. All right, so don't give me he's drawing off a last time. Last time he had zero, and the last time. That's all I'm saying. All right, so I'm agreeing. Me and Bucky Brooks, finally, we're blood brothers today on this. Otherwise, me and him are always bickering and fighting. Finally, Bucky Brooks got it right. He doesn't have to go to the XFL and be an analyst. He could stay with the NFL now.
Don't drink that poison.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.